Well, also this week, scientists have made a very dramatic discovery on Mars, and that's the discovery of methane seeping to the surface. But where's it coming from? Could it be coming, scientists are wondering, from underground life? Well, joining us from NASA's Goddard Centre for Astrobiology is one of the scientists who made that discovery, Dr. Mike Mummer. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. Thank you for joining us. So tell us a little bit about this methane. How did you find it in the first place?
Well, we were searching for it since 1999, actually. And we're using a spectroscopic technique from the summit of Mauna Kea, which is a very high volcano in Hawaii, 14,000 feet, where, unlike most of Hawaii, it actually snows once in a while. But in any case, we started then, and by 2003, we had actually detected the gas using a technique called infrared spectroscopy and looking for vibrational bands of methane and indeed of water at the same time. They're measured simultaneously in our instrument.
Why did you go looking for it in the first place, Mike?
Well, of course, one would not expect to find methane on Mars because it's an oxidizing atmosphere unless it were released very recently, because otherwise the lifetime of methane would be too short to have a significant abundance in the atmosphere. And so the general view is that if methane is released, it could only be coming from one of two potential sources, one being geochemistry of one of two kinds, and the other being a biology of one or two natures.
So you think that in the same way that the early Earth was populated by methanogens, bacteria that make methane and actually were quite beneficial to us because they warmed up Earth and made it the propitious environment for other kinds of life like us to exist later, you think the same thing might be happening on Mars?
It very well could be. In fact, we can take a message from the deep biosphere below South Africa, where scientists have discovered that there are bacteria down there which actually metabolize in the total absence of sunlight, and they use radiolysis to break water into molecular hydrogen and oxygen, and then the bacteria basically eat that hydrogen and produce a gas called hydrogen sulfide as a result. One, it's not a great stretch to imagine that methanogens might exist in a similar environment on Mars and could, in fact, be using energy that had been from radiolysis and so on, producing this methane, which is then released into the atmosphere.
So having identified the fact that you've got this methane signal in the atmosphere around Mars, how did you then further develop the investigation to try and work out where it was coming from?
Well, we use a spectrometer that has an entrance, a long entrance slit, and we place that slit along the north-south meridian of the planet, the midline dividing the east and west hemispheres. And then we take about 50 spectrum, that is 50 locations along the slit, and a cadence of every 60 seconds. So every 60 seconds we get a new set of spectra, 50 of them. And then, depending on how we combine those spectra, we can choose the range of longitudes that will pass under the slit during the bend interval. So, for example, in the case of a 5 or 6 hour interval, Mars will rotate approximately 60 to 80 degrees of longitude in that time. And this way, we can then later convert the measured spectra, taking latitude from top to bottom of the slit and longitude with time, and develop a map for methane and, of course, also for water.
So the planet effectively, because it's rotating, surveys itself, which is very convenient. What did this tell you? What did you see?
The big surprise was not just that we had detected methane, but actually we see three regions of active release, which are fairly closely grouped. They're within about 500 to 1,000 kilometers of one another. One region is over the district called Neely Fossae. This is a canyon system which is known to be a site where phyllosilicates, clay minerals that form in liquid water, and also carbonates are found by Mars Express and also by the an instrument on the Mars Observer spacecraft. In any case, what's interesting is this is also a region of intense release of methane. And, of course, methane could be associated with water early in Mars' history or even now below the surface and produced by energy at this time.
Is the release that you're seeing constant? Are you continuously seeing methane pumping out, or does it come in spurts?
Well, in fact, it does not come out continuously. We find that between midsummer in the north, when we see the maximum release, and the next equinox season, the methane is largely destroyed by about reduced by a factor of two on Mars by a process we think is related to airborne dust. So this methane is being released now in midsummer in the north. That's what we reported this week. And indeed, we think this is a very important window into an active Mars, which we have not had before.
So the obvious question now is you've got two choices. It's either life or it's not life. It's something geological. You've got to answer that question. How are you going to do it?
Well, we've started a test of these two hypotheses. One, of course, is to look for additional gases that would accompany either geochemical production or biological production. So we've started a deep search for those gases in 2006. Unfortunately, it was a season of equinox when we don't see methane ever, so they weren't so very meaningful then, but we're beginning again this fall, beginning in August of 2009 at the very large telescope in ESO's Southern Observatory.
So we'll just have to watch this space for more fertile findings from Mars. We must leave it there. Thank you, Mike. That was Mike Mummer, who's the director of NASA's Goddard Center for Astrobiology. He and his team have announced that discovery in this week's Science. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Kat Arney, and we're talking this week, as well as about Martians, we're also talking about the science of obesity. So if you have any questions for us about that, you can email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.